Hi everyone, I'm Esther Kovacs, co-founder of Drone Talks, and I'm here at the commercial UAV show in Las Vegas. And I'm very lucky because I have a chance to talk with Shay, who is from FlightOps, who is the CEO. And last year he won our CEO of the Year award at Ariel Cities. So Lorenzo interviewed him. I missed the chance to interview. So this is my time now. So welcome in the show.
Thank you. And I appreciate this event, and I appreciate the option to talk to you. So thank you.
So if someone doesn't know FlightOps, what do you do and what is your solution about?
So FlightOps is all about flight management. So we're automating the entire flight process from end to end. We're providing FlightOps both as an infrastructure, meaning that it is a flight stack that can integrate into other platforms and other applications, and as a complete solution. So what we're doing is we're allowing the operation beyond visual line of sight of hundreds of drones using 5G networks or any other type of communication. And we're working with several verticals. So we're working in the logistics, last mile and middle mile vertical. And we're working on the drone first response and on inspection. So there's a lot of applications that can be built on top of FlightOps. We have a very mature platform and commercial platform. We've been running today about accumulated flight time of about 1,000 flight hours a month. So wow. that's a major strength of the product, that it's very mature, commercially operated daily with hundreds of drones, and that's us.
So you are the key to scale.
Yeah.
And scaling is the key to this industry, the success, how I see, you know, because if you don't scale, my business can shut down, you know, and I'm sure other business can shut down as well, yeah. Because revenue generation is here, the point, right? Like, so how do you see how the revenue generation generally in the industry is growing? Is it something which is uplifting now, or is it something which is like, you know, flat this last year, or what's your takeaway through the contracts and through your interactions with the whole ecosystem?
When we founded FlightOps, we set to find out what's the best vertical for us to focus on, and we came to realize that it's a very complex question, because we see it as a matrix of maturity and the possible to scale the application. And you can see on one hand, there's markets that from a revenue generation, they're very mature. The defense market, for example, is a market like that. In the defense market, there's revenues now. You can see markets such as drone first response that now emerges as a revenue generating verticals. And you can see here that there's a lot of solutions, but from a potential point of view, they're not gonna be the largest in the market. Air taxi is gonna be huge, but it's very immature yet. So the potential to generate revenues on air mobility is like 10 years from now. So we decided to concentrate in building tools for all verticals in order to facilitate, you know, the applications and everything around that. And in this way, we're basically running on all verticals while concentrating only on the flight stack.
So my question is that, how big is your company today? And at the moment, are you only in Israel, or are you looking to cover and open offices around the world? And is this grow depends on the market grow, or how does it at the moment, you know?
Like? Yeah, so FlightOps up until now is a bootstrap company. So we grew kind of fast. Today we're around 20 people.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and the main market we're operating in is not Israel. The main market is the US market. We're looking to expand our operations to other markets. We have some in Canada. We have some in Europe. Some starts of major customers In the US, we're the technology that works with DroneUp. We have a very strong partnership with Qualcomm on drone first response. So we're building together very exciting solutions. And of course, being focused on the American market requires us to move some part of the operation here. Same as any other market that would focus will be focused on. And I think that Europe right now looks like a, from a regulatory point of view, looks like a very promising market, and we're starting to shift some focus there.
On Europe as well. Yeah. That's great to hear, because we are in Switzerland and today we are a European, you know, ecosystem. So we would love to welcome you there.
Thank you.
It's fantastic. So regarding market growth and the future, we discussed, you know, you see the market grow coming 10 years, air taxis, you know, industries are growing. So my other question is that, what do you think, how is growth gonna affect on all the startups? Because I think at the moment we are still in startup phase. So what do you estimate, how many years is this in the drone industry? I mean, we're not talking about air taxis, but you know, industrial applications, police. How many years when we are out of this immaturity and, you know, companies really consolidate, grow? And I tell you why I'm asking this, because I heard a lot of clients get dissatisfied with drone companies because they promise a lot, but they underdeliver. So what do you think, is this the case? They promise a lot and they underdeliver currently? And if yes, how can we get out of this?
I think that it's my personal opinion,
yes,
but and the way we've built our company and the way we're moving forward, I think that the first thing a company should do is find use cases and business cases that generate revenues as fast as they can. So revenues is the ultimate indicator for customer satisfaction. So if you can generate revenues, then it means that you're providing value and somebody's paying for that value. So build the things right, and the companies that would generate revenues would be the ones that would serve the industry. And as the industry moves to a more industrial type of, from the consumer drones into the industrial applications, I think that moving forward from building products that doesn't solve anything,
yes,
to building product that solves actual problems and concentrating on that, perfecting that,
yeah,
and just flying a lot. That's very important to deliver. Basically, at the end of the day, you want to fly a lot. You want to accumulate a lot of flight time, a lot of experience, a lot of customer interaction, and it's not relevant only for the drone market. It's like any product. You want to be in interaction with actual customers all the time.
I think that's a very, very good takeaway. What I hear is that we don't engineer just because we love engineering. We need to, you know, focus on clients' needs, you know, then the passion for engineering.
Yeah.
And the other topic is that we really need to have experience and flight time to be able to prove, you know, the case. End of the day, drones are only a tool, you know, to do mission, and you need to deliver data or whatever. Drone is not this, the end product. Drone is only a tool, you know, to do something else.
I've been in the drone industry for the past 20 years, and my early years were in the defense. And when you have a drone supporting a soldier, the soldier doesn't care about the drone. He cares only on the value that the drone can provide, like the video camera or the video feed that it provides. So the idea around operating drone is making them as transparent as possible.
Exactly.
And you talked about the keys to the market growth. Scalability is one of them, and the ability to integrate that into other processes. So if you're talking about supply chain, for example, and then basically the customer should order something and the package should arrive, and there shouldn't be any human involvement in that process. and everything should be automated, and you know, the joy of operation, we see that. We see that there's still a joy of somebody likes to pilot. Yeah. But this is unskilled. It's a robot that has to fly and has to do certain
exactly.
job, and it has to be 100% safe and 100% efficient.
Exactly.
That's it. Yeah.
And that's, I think, the very good closing remark, because when I order a package with your example, I just want the packages there because I need the package, and I don't care it flew, it swam, you know, how it came to me. And I think this is what should be kept, you know, in front of our eyes when we do those engineering work. Thank you so much, Shay, for the great interview. Thank you.